In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show.
See, Frank likes to push my buttons a little bit, and he flat out just said during the break that he lied just to see what my reaction would be.
It's been a week and a half since we played.
Yeah.
I got to do something to get you going with this.
Killing me. 1924. Comes before 1957. I have to say.
You always said don't try to do math on the radio.
Yep. You know what? We can't use numbers on the radio, apparently. 1 o'clock hour. All guests on 97 The Fan join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. Facing criminal charges, trust David P. Shapiro criminal defense attorneys. Helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. We are done with week. What week are we in?
This is week five.
Done with week five of the NFL. Dan Graziano on ESPN.com has written his overreactions. We are going to either buy or sell them. We need some NFL music to do that. Let's get to it. All right, it is that time. Every week after Sunday and Monday's chaos, we sift through all of the overreactions flying around the NFL world. Some are spot on, some are completely ridiculous. Let's play a little game of buy or sell NFL overreactions.
Let's do that.
Let's start with number one, Frank.
We're going to start off with the San Francisco 49ers.
It's on the same
thing. We'll start off with the San Francisco 49ers.
All right.
Let's start off with Thursday night's thriller of a game. The Niners limped into Los Angeles, missing what felt like half of their roster, no starting quarterback, their top three receivers, no George Kittle, no Nick Bosa. It was a patchwork lineup, and somehow San Francisco still found a way to gut out an overtime win over the Rams to move to 4-1 and sit atop the NFC West. Buy or sell, the Niners are the top contender in the NFC once again.
Well, this is a team that hasn't beaten Seattle and LA on the road, survived a brutal stretch of injuries, and might actually start getting healthy again soon. Buy or sell, Niners are the top NFC contender once again, a top one? I think so. I'm buying it. I'm also buying the fact that I told everybody that Brock Purdy is a little overrated and they can win with anybody at quarterback. And guess what? Mac Jones is doing exactly that. Mac Jones couldn't win in New England. Mac Jones doing just as good of a job as Brock Purdy was doing, costing a lot less money. Almost like, I don't know, the Niners built their team that can win without a quarterback.
It's almost like the system is winning, yeah, and not necessarily just the quarterback.
Maybe giving him that kind of money was not a great idea, because then you could have all these other players.
Oops.
Like Deebo Samuel. It's doing well in Washington instead. I will buy that. The Niners are winning despite all of these problems, these injuries, not having their full team assembled. They beat a good Rams team on the road on Thursday Night Football in a short week with the roster that they have. Kyle Shanahan has done a great job. Niners haven't missed the beat. Niners are definitely a top contender in the NFC once again. On to the next one.
Go to number two. How about Denver? How about them Broncos?
How about them Broncos? The Denver Broncos? Duh.
The Broncos pulled off the comeback of this weekend, down 14 in the fourth against the defending champs, and their defense slammed the door. Nick Benito was everywhere. 2.5 sacks in the win, giving him 6 over the last 3 weeks and 7 on the season. He has been the heartbeat of that defense, one that is finally living up to its billing. He finished 9th in Defensive Player of the Year voting last year, and right now is on pace for a monster season. Buy or sell, Nick Benito will be your Defensive Player of the Year in 2025.
You know what? I might have to buy that. Denver's defense is an elite unit. Next couple of weeks presented with some potential stat padding games. They got the Jets and the Giants. Nothing like padding your stats defensively than going against a team from New York, huh? That's not Buffalo?
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Yeah, how about it? They're a playoff team last season. They have reason to believe they can get there on a roll and contend again this season, even in a tough AFC West. They push the Chiefs for the division title, even win it. Voters will be looking for award candidates from the Broncos roster. He is the best player on that Broncos roster. I will buy it. Not an overreaction.
Number three. On the flip...
I'll do it for you. You're welcome.
Thanks. On the flip side of that Broncos win, how about them Eagles? Huh?
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles. Not a great week if you're a Philly Penn State fan, let me tell you.
E-A-G-L-S-E-S, whatever the mayor of Philadelphia spelled them as.
Oh, that's right. He or she? I can't remember. Yeah. The mayor cannot spell Eagles in the sound of Philadelphia. That might be the fun thing. If you're going to be the mayor of Philadelphia, you should probably know how to stew the Eagles chant.
Well, you tried.
Okay.
Philadelphia blew a 13-7 lead at home, and frustration is bubbling. A.J. Brown has been vocal about wanting more involvement in the offense. And he's not wrong. The passing game has been inconsistent, and on Sunday, Devontae Smith got 8 catches for 114 yards, while Brown was just limited to 43 yards, not catches. So naturally, the talk has started. People wondering if Brown could actually push his way out of Philadelphia. Buy or sell, A.J. Brown will force the Eagles to deal him by the deadline.
I'm selling it. I don't think that the Eagles don't want to trade A.J. Brown. Why make your team weaker? They got a lot of mouths to feed over there. They do well at the running game. They got good offensive line. And it just seems like A.J. Brown is a player. Watching them play, it looks like they forget A.J. Brown is part of the team until like the second half when they need plays, and then they throw the ball to A.J. Brown.
Oh, hey, son of a gun, that guy's here.
Yeah, hey, look, that guy's pretty good.
What do you know about that?
I don't think A.J. Brown wants to be traded away from the Eagles either. I mean, where is he going to go? He's got a good thing going right here. He's got a decent quarterback in Jalen Hurts. They keep him upright. They got a good running game with Saquon Barkley. I mean, he's going to open up opportunities, and they won the Super Bowl last year. I don't know where would A.J. Brown go where the grass will be greener than it is in Philadelphia. I'm selling it. That is an overreaction.
Speaking of Saquon Barkley, there was an article that came out today that said the Giants had passed on a trade opportunity for him in 2023 on ESPN. I hate those articles.
Well, you also hate the mouse.
Well, no, it's just
owns ESPN.
I hate those articles because it's like, okay, cool. Okay, how does that help me now? Like, great. Wonderful. Let me see. He was... I'm trying to see where he was going to be traded to.
Are you trying to see if it would have been a great trade for the Giants?
Well, no, I'm just trying to see... Oh, that was... Oh, never mind. I'll find
All right,
it
we'll find it during the break. On to the next one.
Anyway.
Down in Tampa.
Let's talk Tampa. Short of getting 315 penalty minutes, the Buccaneers are 4-1 and are playing cardiac football every single week. Every win has come down to the final minute, and Baker Mayfield is the reason why. He was nearly perfect against Seattle, going 29 for 33 and 379 yards with 2 touchdowns. 10 touchdowns and 1 interception on the season, all while holding a banged-up roster together. Baker's on his 3rd offensive coordinator in 3 seasons, but somehow He's steadier than ever. Buy or sell. Baker Mayfield is going to be an MVP candidate this year.
I don't think he's going to be an MVP candidate, but I do think he's doing a really good job. I mean, you got Josh Allen, you got Matt Stafford, Justin Herbert, Jonathan Taylor, Daniel Jones is more likely to be an MVP mix than Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's done a great job. I think the team's a little bit better around him than some of the other team the players that I mentioned. Well, not all of them, but some of. So I'm going to sell that, but he's doing a phenomenal job as the quarterback down in Tampa. He's a big reason why they are winning.
I would agree with that. And by the way, I read through this while you were saying that. The Saquon Barkley, it comes from the Saquon Barkley documentary that's coming out on Prime Video on Wednesday, basically saying that he was asking to be traded in 2023.
Nice.
Instead of the Giants signing him long term. Anyway.
Nate, Baker's cooking. Some would say he's baking. Ha! Moving on.
Baker Mayfield. There we go. And finally, the New England Patriots, who we both kind of agreed, we don't really...
I don't hate them anymore.
There's not a despisable team anymore.
No, I kind of like the Patriots.
Mike Vrabel's crew went into Buffalo on Sunday night and took down the Bills in a statement road victory. They forced three turnovers, controlled the game physically, and are now 3-2, just one game behind said Buffalo Bills. Drake May looked composed, the defense looked opportunistic, and suddenly the AFC might not be as locked up as we thought. Buy or sell, the Patriots are a playoff team in 2025.
I'm buying that. That is not an overreaction. But, like, don't look now. If you look at the playoff standings, if you look at the NFL standings right now in the AFC,
so close to call every year.
Look at all of these teams that were expected to be playoff teams that are now not really in the playoff spot. If the season ended today, New England's in the postseason. Here's what your postseason currently looks like, by the way. Indianapolis would have the one seed in the AFC, followed by Buffalo. Pittsburgh at the three. The Chargers are leading the division in the AFC West. They'd have the four. Jaguars, Broncos, Patriots. That's your seven in the AFC playoffs. It's only week five. But unexpected, obviously, Cincinnati's 2-3. They're the next team out. They have Joe Flacco playing quarterback now as the Browns traded Flacco to the Bengals for a couple of draft picks.
Earlier today, yes.
Earlier today. Bengals are 2-3. They were expected to be a lot better. The Chiefs are 2-3.
Makes for an easy state income tax statement.
Chiefs are 2-3. They were expected to be at the top of the standings. Baltimore is 1-4. I mean, these are teams that were expected to be in the postseason. So you start looking at how these teams are off to poor starts. I mean, Houston, do you think Houston is better than New England?
No.
They're 2-3. I don't think Cincinnati's better than New England. Maybe Kansas City might be able to catch them. Raiders aren't going to be competing for a playoff spot. Dolphins are garbage. Cleveland has problems all over the place. Titans might be one of the worst teams I've ever seen. And then there's the Jets, who are worse than the worst team I've ever seen. That is your AFC. It is not crazy to say that the Patriots are going to be a playoff team. They're going to be the worst team in the AFC to the best team, or worst team in the AFC East to the best team in the East. They're competing with like Jacksonville and Denver. I mean, they're right there with some of those teams. I don't think Pittsburgh's very good. Somebody has to win the AFC North. I'm telling you, the New England Patriots can be battling for a playoff spot. I think they make the playoffs. I'll buy it.
As a veteran listener of New York sports radio, I need to teach you something right now.
All right, Jetropolitans.
When you say the Tennessee Titans are the worst team you ever see, yep, and you start off the next sentence with, and then there's the Jets.
Yes.
You don't need to put the worse than the worst team I've ever seen bit.
Everybody and then
there's
knows.
And then there's the Jets. That's all you need.
And then there's the Jets.
And then there's the Jets. That's all you need. I just saved you a little bit of breath.
Poor Clay, dude. He doesn't get to look at Joe Flacco the same. Joe Flacco's now his ex and is with a new girl.
Like I said, it's a state income tax all good for him. He doesn't need to file in two states now. It's just one.
He's still in the state of Ohio. That's good. Good reaction in the NFL. We'll talk a little bit about last night's game. Jags got a win over the Chiefs. That game came down to the wire last night.
On what?
On a Chief-esque late call.
No, no. What game was it?
It was Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football!
Who is that?
That's John Sutcliffe, man.
I'm going to do it again.
Monday Night Football!
The ESPN Deportes sideline reporter.
That's amazing. Monday Night Football.
You haven't seen those compilations of him doing that every
that
week?
Him? Oh, that's every week. No,
yeah, he does it every single week.
That's hilarious.
It's fantastic.
That's fantastic.
Welcome to Monday Night Football with John Sutcliffe.
We'll talk about
Monday Night Football
and the game that happened last night and what happened over the high school football weekend as we continue in the 1 o'clock hour. Brayton Soprenet Show, standing as number one sports station, 97 through the fan. Alongside.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Frank Marchese, I'm Brayton Soprenet. This is the Brayton Soprenet Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Talked a little bit about, we went through our overreactions for week 5 of the NFL. And now, time to talk a little bit about
Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football. Jacksonville taking down Kansas City last night. And the thing ended kind of fun. Unless you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan. What's going on with the Chiefs? Bro, where the Chiefs play?
I told you.
Where do the Chiefs play, dude?
I told you, this Kansas City Chiefs team, it showed last year, and this is why I feel confident in saying that the Eagles aren't as good as they are. It showed last year they are not as good as everyone thinks they are. They got a lot of lucky, close wins, and this year they're not getting that luck. They're not a good team.
They've been okay. I mean, they
they're not the world beaters they were.
Well, they're not getting any of the calls that they would get.
No, actually, one that they normally would get went against them yesterday.
Yeah. Who did they piss off? Huh? Seriously. Jags win. Get win on Chief S call late last night. Jacksonville wins 31-28 over Kansas City. Mahomes 29 for 41, 318 and a touchdown. Did throw a pick. Trevor Lawrence 18 for 25, 221 and a touchdown and a pick. Kareem Hunt 7 carries on the ground, 49 yards and 2 touchdowns. Travis Etienne Jr. had 12 carries for 49, no touchdowns. Brian Thomas Jr., leading receiver for Jacksonville, 4 receptions for 80 yards. Overall, last night's game, I mean, here's the thing. Like, do we think Jacksonville's for real now at 4-1?
That's a game that usually a team would have rolled over. I understand that they're at home. They had a little bit of momentum, but they had just allowed a go-ahead touchdown a couple minutes before. I mean, there were two touchdowns scored in the final 2 minutes of that game. So, yeah, I'm believing in Jacksonville right now.
Who's better in the AFC South, Jacksonville or Indianapolis?
I think
they have the same record.
I think Jacksonville is a little bit better.
I agree with you. Now, I don't like value. Like, strength of schedule is a college thing. It's not an NFL thing because all the NFL teams are equal. But, right? They're all pro teams. They're all playing by the same rules.
How can you say that when the Jets and Titans and Giants exist?
Hey, just remember, North Carolina is the 33rd NFL team. They all play by the same rules. They're all professionals. And those teams will eventually, like, they'll win games. Like, New Orleans should never win a game. They won last week. They get to play the Giants. The Titans should never win a game. They won last week. Point differential favors the Indianapolis Colts. But I'm going to tell you right now, again, when looking at this and who they've played, this is who Jacksonville has played this year. They beat Carolina. All right. Not that great of a win. They lose to Cincinnati on the road, but most of that game was played by Joe Burrow.
Yes.
That was a late heroics by Jake Browning without having any tape on him. They lose that game. Tough. You know, that's a tough one. They beat Houston. It looked bad, but now looks a little bit better. They beat him 17-10. They just beat San Francisco, who we thought, and we just said, is a contender to be a top team in the NFC, 26-21, and they did beat Kansas City 31-28. Kansas City is not as good as they were last year, or the year before that, but they're still better than most of the teams in the AFC.
By the way, what a wild finish to that game.
Yes.
For those of you, I explained it to Braden, but he didn't see it. It's the final 30-some-odd seconds. Lawrence throws a ball from like the 15 to the end zone, intercepted. Flag out, pass interference on Kansas City. Again, there's your Chief-esque call there going against the Chiefs. Ball gets spotted at the 1 for Jacksonville. I think, I can't remember if they ran a play and then they ran the play that ended up scoring. 8 seconds left in the game. Trevor Lawrence gets the snap, steps back, trips. No one touches him, gets up, gets outside the line on the far side, and then runs it in for the touchdown. Brother fell on his face. And still fell on his face behind the line of scrimmage and ran for 7 yards for the touchdown.
How about that?
What a crazy finish. About that?
Monday Night Football, man. That Monday Night Football used to be bad.
David Vu's right. He fell twice.
Come on, sunshine. All right, so I gave you what's better? Beating Carolina, Houston, San Francisco, and Kansas City and losing to Cincy? Or beating Miami, Denver, Tennessee, and Vegas, and losing to the Rams?
One more time, I'm sorry.
What's better, beating Miami, Denver, Tennessee, Vegas, and losing to the Rams, or beating Carolina, Houston, San Francisco, Kansas City, and losing to the Bengals?
I can't. I'll say the quality win. The higher quality win is with Jacksonville last night with Kansas City.
Or beating San Francisco on the road.
Yeah, true.
That was San Francisco's one and only loss.
True. For Indianapolis, I can't say the Houston win because that was just 1 week of Houston.
You mean the Denver win?
Yeah, the Denver win against Houston. No.
You talking about Indy?
No, I'm talking about Jacksonville's win against you said Jacksonville beat Houston, right?
They beat Houston, San Francisco, and Kansas City.
I'm not counting Houston as a high quality win because it was just one game against what is showing to be a very bad Baltimore Ravens team. I would say Jacksonville is the better team right now.
I'd say Jacksonville's the better team too. Indy's win against Denver is their best win.
Yes, by far.
And that they lost that game and got a re-kick because of Denver's leveraging, which had no impact on the kick whatsoever. That's the win against Denver. They win by 1 point at home on a missed field goal to lose the game, turned into 5 yards closer, made field goal to win game. If they would have beat Denver soundly, I would have, you know, I think you'd have an argument there. But I think Jacksonville's better than Indianapolis. Indianapolis is Arizona, the Chargers, Tennessee, Pittsburgh coming up. Jacksonville's got Seattle, the Rams, Vegas, and the Texans. Two more. I mean, this is a tough stretch for Jacksonville. At San Francisco, home against KC, home against the Seahawks, and home against the Rams. You're really going to figure out how good Jacksonville is.
You're home against those two tough opponents. I mean,
which
that's
is good.
That's big. Three straight home games. Well, hold on, time out. Because of the Khan family and because of their ownership of Fulham.
Yeah, they're playing.
They play in London every single year.
They're playing the Rams in London.
That was what I was going to say. So it's not a home. It's not three home games. It's two home games and an international.
Yep. I think that's the case.
And again, that is why, and that is the only reason why Jacksonville plays in London every year is because the Khan family that owns the Jaguars also owns Fulham Football Club, mm-hmm. which is why they play in London every year.
When we come back, we'll get you the update on the high school football that was over the weekend, and Frank Marchese is going to lay out San Diego FC making MLS history and what the playoff picture looks like. Final segment of the Braden Soprenet Show. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Frank To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Marchese, Brayton Soprenet, live and local each day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks again for all of you for joining us today. If you haven't done so already, you can follow us on social media at B_SURP, at BSURP. You can also follow Frank Marchese at FMarks324 on social media. That's Marks with a Z. I know, Rod. It's already, the show flew by. It's already the final segment. Can't believe it. We want to talk a little bit about what happened over the high school football weekend, and then we're going to get into some San Diego FC. Frank's got a report on San Diego FC making some history over the weekend. What a Friday night across San Diego last Friday. Statement wins, league openers, and a record-setting performance that has the attention of a Big Ten head coach. At least, I still think he's going to be coaching in the Big Ten after last week. Mission Hills, it was all about Troy Huhn, 6'4", Grizzlies quarterback, with Penn State's James Franklin watching from the stands, completed an incredible 19-21 for 241 and two touchdowns, leading Mission Hills past La Costa Canyon 35-34. Huhn also ran for 33 yards, kept drives alive with his legs. Braden Roberson, spells his first name wrong, and Josh Gonzalez hauled in his scoring passes. Kai Tatano sealed it, stopping LCC's two-point try in the final seconds. As for LCC, the quarterback Quentin Roth was excellent too, 16-22 for 215 and three touchdowns. And Kobe Herman was everywhere. He had 159 yards on the ground and 131 yards receiving and three total scores. How about that for a stat line, Frank? 159 rushing, 131 receiving, and three touchdowns. Have a night, huh?
Exactly. Not a bad night.
Kobe Herman, have yourself a night, kid. In Avocado League play, Carlsbad rolled past Torrey 35-3. Eli McNeil for the Carlsbad Lancers threw four touchdowns, three of them to Rocky Cummings, while Kai Brown added 133 yards and a touchdown on the ground. Carlsbad is now 6-0 on the season and trying to compete for an open division playoff spot. Dons suffer a first loss of Cathedral Catholic. They go up to Concord de La Salle and lose 35-14. Willie Flores, Honor Falave Johnson scored the touchdowns for Cathedral Catholic. San Marcos, the seventh best team in the county, according to the San Diego Union Tribune's Riders Poll, beat Oceanside 52-27. San Marcos now improves to 5-1 with the loss. Oceanside is now 2-4. Crete McKinley threw for three touchdowns, two to tie Sagasser and one to Ethan Martinez, who also ran for another. Zamar Reese exploded for three rushing touchdowns, one from 2 yards, one from 46, and one from 50 yards out. Rancho Bernardo stayed perfect. They're 6-0, topping Del Norte 31-17. Quarterback Gage Weddle ran for three scores. Hugo Gonzalez got two touchdowns of 61 and 13 yards. Lucas Winkler blocked a field goal that set up a go-ahead score, and Gavin Stewart added an interception in the end zone. Rancho Bernardo beats Del Norte 31-17. Mount Miguel dominated Helix. They get to keep the Claymore sword as they win 42-14. Mount McGill now 5-2 on the year. Helix drops to 1-6. Jeremiah Loper threw three touchdown passes. A.J. Logan had 135 yards and two scores. Gianni Porfilio took an interception to the house. Mount McGill improves the 5-2. Poway got a big 52-28 win over El Camino. Noah Schuback returned from injury, which is good news for the Poway Titans, and threw for 260 yards and three touchdowns. Luke Jorgensen, who's a running back for Poway, who's been filling in at quarterback, scored three times and added a safety on defense. James Clifford had a touchdown catch and an interception, a return to block field goal, 77 yards for a score. Gavin Wasserman threw for 402 and four touchdowns for El Camino, with Omega Cruz catching nine passes for 207 yards. In the Central League, Morse beat Kearney in overtime 20-14. Superior Gare scored all three of Morse's touchdowns, including a 75-yard catch and run. Canyon Hills blanked Claremont 28-0 behind Josiah Singh's two touchdown passes and a block punt return by Daniel Westifer. In the City League, Mission Bay stayed perfect. As Trey Arnold tossed four touchdown passes and three of them to Sean Lander in a 28-21 thriller against Patrick Henry, who now falls to 2-5. Crawford edged Hoover 14-13. Giovanni Garcia hit Colin Hunt for a 64-yard score, and Jeremy Nguyen iced it with a 40-yard run. Eastern League action: Point Loma also remains unbeaten. They were able to beat San Diego High. Owen Ice intercepted four passes in the game. That's one shy of a section record. Kid had four interceptions in a game. Three of them came in the... As the Pointers beat San Diego High 31-13, Ryan Cleeter added two picks, one for a touchdown, and Ryder Watson accounted for three scores. La Jolla got a three-touchdown pass performance from freshman Ty Torrance, and Nico Bardaro scored three ways in a 41-24 win over Christian. St. Augustine shut out Madison 41-0 behind Pai Palomalu's 140 yards rushing and three touchdowns. Vincent Smith threw two more, including a 48-yarder to Austin Lambeth. St. Augustine 1-0 in league play. Out in the Grossmont Hills League, Steel Canyon remains undefeated. They're 7-0 on the season as they rallied past El Cap 35-14. Gavin Caja threw three touchdown passes. Sebastian Castellion's fumble return broke a 14-all tie. Grossmont Valley League, the Foothillers of Grossmont beat the Norsemen of Valhalla 38-8. Tyler Newman's three touchdown passes led the way for Grossmont. Santana got a 137-yard rushing yards and two scores from Julian Mayers to top El Cajon Valley 21-14. West Hills earned their first win in the Grossmont Valley League. They win 7-6 over Monta Vista on an Evandale touchdown and extra point from Christian Slojakowski. West Hills improves to 1-5, now 1-0. In Grossmont Valley League play. Out in the desert, Imperial stayed undefeated. They're 7-0 in the season after beating Central Union 10-7 in a thriller. Lucas Mora's 27-yard field goal with 21 seconds left ruined homecoming for the Central Spartans. Darren Hueso rushed for 133 yards. Gio Robles had 89 yards and a touchdown. Modern Day Catholic blanked Chula Vista 27-0. Victor Vonif threw and ran for touchdowns. Modern Day now 4-3 on the season after starting the year 0-3. Ramona over Mount Carmel 28-18. Ryan Shaw threw three touchdown passes, and Noah Badia's 131-yard rushing helped the Ramona Bulldogs take down Mount Carmel. Valley Center handled Escondido 28-6. Cooper Chaney had two picks and a fumble recovery. Out in the Sunset League, it was Mountain Empire over O'Farrell Charter 29-3. Victory Christian got a massive game from Gabriel Aguirre, 269 yards and five touchdowns, and a 43-40 shutout over the Rock Academy. And rounding out the night, La Jolla Country Day rolled past Escondido Charter 40-0. Marvin Jones III scored twice on the ground, and Keenan Ward returned a fumble for a touchdown. Yes, that is the son of Marvin Jones Jr., the Detroit Lion. He had a good night. That's it for the San Diego High School football recap from last Friday. Top 10 that came out earlier this morning. Poor John Maffey was trying to get it out as quickly as possible. New top 10 that is out. I got it this morning. Lincoln comes in at number one with 29 first-place votes. Cathedral comes in at two. Mission Hills got a first-place vote this week. They come in at number three. LCC, four. Carlsbad, five. Granite Hills, six. San Marcos, Ranch Bernardo, Mount Miguel, and Poway round up the top 10. Other teams receiving votes in the Union Tribune poll: Point Loma, Imperial, Santa Fe Christian, Oceanside, Mission Bay, and Steel Canyon. That's what happened in high school football over the weekend. Frank Marchese, what's going on in San Diego FC's world?
Before we get to San Diego FC, you had mentioned the city of Detroit. For those of you who are eagerly waiting for the start of Game 3 in the American League's divisional series between the Seattle Mariners and the Detroit Tigers, that game is currently in a weather delay as it stands right now. Game should have started about 43 minutes ago. So that game is currently getting washed out at the moment. But yes, going to San Diego FC, took a 4-2 victory against the Houston Dynamo in what was a wild final couple of minutes. Felipe Andrade scored for the Houston Dynamo 15 minutes into the match. Anders Dreyer tied it at the 53rd minute with a penalty kick. Then Luca De La Torre gave San Diego FC the lead in the 85th minute, but that was just the beginning of the end of this game. Sergio Santos then scored 2 minutes later in the 87th, tied the match up at two. Then Anders Dreyer, literally 2 minutes later, right off the kick in the 89th minute, gave San Diego FC a 3-2 lead, and Amal Pellegrino in the 90th minute plus 13, so there was some time left, ended up giving them the 4-2 win to stay. San Diego FC now setting the MLS record for most points in a season by an expansion team at 60. Anders Dreyer tied for six with his brace, sixth in goals, 17 in the MLS, and leading the MLS in assists with 18. Philadelphia Union officially clinched the supporter shield, officially clinched the most points in the MLS this season, so the Philadelphia Union get that. As far as the playoffs are concerned, there's a lot going on in the playoffs. San Diego FC has one match left.
Yeah, what do we got going on here? I mean, what are the ranges of San Diego FC in terms of potential seeds that they could get?
They can go 1-4 right now. They have one match left. Minnesota United and Vancouver both have two. And LAFC also have two matches left. San Diego FC, they're tied with Vancouver right now. So 60 points apiece for San Diego FC and Vancouver. Minnesota is 2 points behind. And LAFC are 4 points behind San Diego and Vancouver. LAFC has to win both of their games and have San Diego FC, Vancouver, and Minnesota not win. If LAFC goes a perfect 2-0-0 and neither San Diego, Vancouver, or Minnesota win the game, win a match, LAFC can still win the West. If San Diego... That was it. They can win the West. If San Diego FC wins the West, they will play the winner of the playoff play-in game between FC Dallas and Real Salt Lake. If they finish second, as of right now, they will play the Portland Timbers.
Who they got in their next game.
Yes, final match of the year. That would be here. That would be in San Diego. Austin FC is also a possibility. They are both tied for seventh in the Western Conference. However, Austin has a match in hand. So Austin has two matches left. Portland is playing their last game next Saturday, not this Saturday, next Saturday for San Diego against San Diego FC. So you have one match left in the regular season. San Diego, Vancouver, Minnesota, and LAFC can all still win the West. And as of right now, if you win the West, you're going to be playing in the winner of the play-in game between Dallas and Real Salt Lake. Or if you finish second, you're playing either Austin or you're playing Portland again.
Was Real Salt Lake over? I mean, Colorado's got the same amount of points.
Yes.
And San Jose still technically alive at 38 points.
Yes.
Because Houston, St. Louis, Sporting Kansas City, and LA Galaxy are all eliminated. Everybody else is still alive with two games to go.
Yes, the East is done. The East is just playing for seeding. They know the teams that are going to be in. They just don't know where they're going to be. Right now, with a couple of games left in hand, there are still ways for teams on the outside to get into that play-in game. The Colorado Rapids, as you mentioned, being one of them.
Supporter Shield won by Philadelphia.
Yes.
That one's already clinched.
That is done.
They have 66 points. Nobody can catch them. It would be great for San Diego FC in their first year to win the Western Conference.
It would be unbelievable for them to do that. And, folks, show support. Because I've been trying to get a San Diego watch party. San Diego FC watch party. So... There was one for the Houston Dynamo match. It was packed. Would love to see you guys showing support for San Diego FC, not just here on the station, but in the chat as well. We would love, I would love a San Diego FC watch party for the road game in the first round of the playoffs. That would be incredible to watch this team with you guys, show the support for the while they're out on the road. Show your support, show your love for this team. This is the first time that we've had to deal with this with an MLS team here. So there is still playoffs. There is still a championship, Diego, within the next month. Very, very exciting. Show support for this team. I know it's hard to watch because of the stupid exclusivity deal with Apple, but show support for this team fighting for a championship in its debut season.
So, What's up with the clinching scenarios here for San Diego FC? If they win, do they get the win?
They're in. So right
well,
now,
I know they're in the playoffs, but like clinching seeds.
Again, you can only go from first to fourth right now. It's tricky because Vancouver, Minnesota, and LAFC all have games in hand. So that scenario will become a little bit clearer when they play. I believe it's this weekend. Or no, I think it would be either this weekend or the middle of next weekend because a lot of players are out on international duty right now. So it'll become clearer once you're all on level pegging as far as matches left. Guaranteed, though, for sure, you're going to be in the top four. So you're going to have home field advantage in the playoffs for the first round. Guaranteed.
Who still has games outstanding?
The three that are chasing you.
Oh, Vancouver. Oh, so they'll have two. So one win is not necessarily
No. So right now, Vancouver has one game in hand. I'm sorry. Vancouver has one game in hand. Minnesota is even with you. So they are 2 points back. LAFC actually has three games in hand. So LAFC still needs to play two matches this week plus their final match. So LAFC still very much has a chance at winning the West. Seattle, Austin, and Portland, who are currently in, they're playing 2, 3, and 4. They have games in hand, but they can't move into the top four. So you're guaranteed to have home field advantage for the playoffs, for the first round of the playoffs. Right now, you're just playing for seeding.
Clinching scenarios this weekend for the Western Conference. Dallas with a win is in.
Yes.
Salt Lake with a win is in. In order for Colorado to make it, they need a Dallas win. Or a way they need to limit. If Dallas wins and Salt Lake wins, Colorado is done.
Yeah, because Colorado and San Jose, they have one game left. Dallas and Real Salt Lake both have a match in hand.
A Dallas win or draw and a Salt Lake win or draw would eliminate San Jose. Juan wants to know why the MLS playoffs are so long.
It's the way it is, man. It's the way they worked it. And it's especially for a sport that only plays once a week. So you give that the rest and recuperation time. It's not really advertising money because it's on an exclusivity deal with Apple TV. So you can't really say, oh, well, Fox wants more money out of it because they don't play on Fox anymore.
Last day of the regular season, October 18th. Wild card matches on October 22nd. Round one of the best of three series is October 24th through November 9th. Conference semifinals, November 22nd and 23rd. Conference final, Saturday, November 29th and Sunday, November 30th, and the MLS Cup will be on Saturday, December 6th.
And that just means less time to wait before the next season starts if you make it that far.
That's correct. When's the season start? Like February? Got you. You got yourself on that.
I did get myself on that one. Season starts right around the time spring training starts.
All right. There's everything you need to know about San Diego FC and the postseason. Gave you everything you need to know about high school football. When we come back tomorrow, a lot more about the Padres and everything else going on in the NFL and college football. Trey White joins the show. Coming up next, we have Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Soprano Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97 through the Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at @B_SURP, @BSERP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at @B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at @B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.